Krishna Padparaman, Supreme Jagachar, Vasta Tara Sata Si Siman, His Divine Grace, Sesi Bhakti Vinanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Adiki, Ananta Koti Vaishnavindiki, His Confound the Charge of Shri Prabhupada Adiki, Prem Sikho Si Krishna Chaitanya Puna Tiananda Siya Dvaita Garadha, Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakti Vindiki, Sisi Radha Krishna Gopinath, Shyamakunda Radha Kundikiri Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Sri Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai, Ganga Mayi Ki Jai, Jamuna Mayi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Shama Veda Bhakti Vindi Ki Jai. All glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga, Nithaya Gaur Premanande. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pustaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Namaste Sasunyavari Pashkati Devi Tamane Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ki Jai. I would like to speak about some of the songs of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has written four song books. Who knows the name of one of them? Raise your hands. Yes. Okay. Maharaj, you raise your hand, so... Saranagati. And that's the one we're going to be speaking about. And the second song book? Raise your hand. Yes. Gitavali. Third? Gita...
This is Padyavali.
No, that might have been written by Srila Rupa Goswami. Kalyana Kalpataru, and the fourth one is Gitamala. And they were all completely different in how they are organized and the messages that they give. In his songbook, Saranagati, it is describing the process of surrender all the way up to the process of when our relationship with Krishna is fully developed. From the beginning to the very end is described. It has 1, 2, 3, 4 sections in the songbook. In the first section, the 6 different processes of surrender or Saranagati are described. Actually, Saranagati means a return or a coming back to or even a coming to our natural protected sheltered position. Mama eva angsa jivaloke jiva bhuta sanatana. This is who we are. We are in relationship with Krishna, where Krishna's insignificant, tiny parts and parcels. We are eternal. And on one level, we are no different from Krishna, qualitatively, but in quantity, of course, we are tiny and insignificant. And the tiny and the insignificant needs, requires for his safety, for his shelter, for his very life, to be under the protection of Krishna. And one of the items of Saranagati, or Saranapati, as Srila Jiva Goswami terms it, is Gotripte Varanam Tata. And this is the Angi. This is the main part of surrender. And that is putting oneself, or giving oneself to Krishna, allowing Krishna to be our maintainer. Putting ourselves completely in the hands of Krishna. One of the elements of Saranagati, or full surrender, is putting ourselves in the hands of Krishna and also putting ourselves in no other hands but Krishna's hands. And Saranagati, or surrender, especially putting ourselves under Krishna. I am yours, Krishna. This is who I am. Again, Mama Eva. Eva means certainly. Angsa, I am your part. Nitya Krishna Das, this is who I am eternally. I am yours. I am your servant. And putting ourselves in that consciousness, I am yours, Srila Jiva Goswami explains. That allows us to feel ourselves protected always by Krishna, maintained and protected by Krishna. We are then a member of Krishna's group, so to speak. We consider ourselves part of so many groups, so many different upadis, so many different overlays on our consciousness. But this specific consciousness of Krishna, I am your servant eternally, allows us to conquer the main element of material existence, the main drawback or result of material existence, which is fearfulness. Because putting ourselves under Krishna's protection and allowing Him to maintain us places us under His care. That consciousness that I am under your care, that faithful consciousness is free from fear. And therefore, in Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, in one purport, he explains that only a devotee can be free from anxiety in this world, because he is considering himself fully under the mercy of Krishna, and whatever mercy Krishna gives him, he accepts that as Krishna's mercy. So this is a very wonderful stage of consciousness, that Krishna, I am yours, and therefore I see everything, tateyanu kampam susamikshamano. I see everything that occurs to me in relationship to your mercy. So this consciousness, and Lord Brahma explains this consciousness as tateyanu kampam susamikshamano in the 14th chapter of the 10th canto. And this consciousness allows one jiva toyo muktipade sadayabak. It allows one to inherit the kingdom of God, so to speak, to be with Krishna continuously. So let us look at the different sections of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songbook Sharanagati, which will lead us through this consciousness back to Goloka Vrindavan. In the first section, it has six parts, which are the six, with Gotrapte Varanam Tata being the Angi, being the constitution of the entire, the definition, practically speaking, of Sharanagati, and the other five are the Angas, or the parts of Sharanagati. So they are first Dainya, humility. These are the six parts. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has written songs about each of these different parts. And I doubt you will ever hear these songs you'll download them, or at least the majority of the world won't download them, because no one in the world wants to hear about humility. Everyone wants to hear about, I want to satisfy all my desires. So the first is Dainyo, or humility. Second, Atmana Vedana, a complete dedication of oneself to Krishna. No divisions. This part's for Krishna, and this part's for this, and this part's for family, this part's for my whatever, for country, etc. Everything for Krishna. I am Krishna's fully. Atmana Vedana, Gotripte Varanam Tata. And because I am Krishna's, the Lord will maintain me. That is my Vishva, Shraddha. Krishna will take care of me. Avasya Rakibe Krishna Vishvas. That Krishna will maintain me, and part of maintaining me is that He will protect me also. Protect me from what? From everything. Does this mean I'll never get a cold? I'll never be poverty stricken. No, but Krishna will always protect me, especially my consciousness if I am in this Sharanagata mood. We see this with Chitraketu Maharaj as the Vidyadhara, that although he was cursed by whom? Parvati, to become a demon. And even though he took his birth in a demonic form and would thereby fight with Indradev, still his consciousness was so pure. And he is looked up to with the greatest reverence. And his example shows that bhakti is not limited by any birth or situation. The bhakti, being fully independent, can manifest in every situation. So he was fully protected by Krishna. Narayana Paraksave Nakutaslana Bibhiti Swaga Apavaga Narakeshu Apituliyartadarshana. Because he is always, the Sharanagata devotee, he is always with Krishna. Externally he may be here or there, but internally he is always with Krishna. Another example is Maharaj Prickett himself. He was cursed to die. And ultimately that curse was sanctioned by Krishna, because nothing can happen without Krishna's agreeing to it to happen. So how is he protected? His consciousness was fully protected. And Krishna even inspired Srila Sukadeva Goswami to sit with him, and to pour Krishna Katha into his consciousness through his ears. To the moment that he passed away, not exactly to the moment he passed away, but to just prior to his passing away. Because right at the time when he passed away, amazingly enough, Srila Sukadeva Goswami, he was worshipped by Maharaj Prickett. he had asked Maharaj Prickett, do you have any more questions? And Maharaj Prickett replied, no, I have no more questions. And then Sukadeva Goswami stood up, and amazingly enough, he had been with him till the very end, but just at the very end he stood up and walked away. Many things can be said about that transcendental activity, but then what Maharaj Prickett did, based on his own Krishna consciousness, and based on, he had already had all the content, and he withdrew himself, his consciousness, from the external world at that point, and just focused his consciousness on Krishna, on Krishna's form, on Krishna's activities, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's names, and then he left this world. So much so that our acharyas said that when the takshak, the snake bird, came and bit him and his body burst into flames, our acharyas say that that was like he had already left this world, focused on Krishna, and that was like the sun coming and igniting the funeral pyre. So protected by Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is going to sing about that and the glories of that. Bhakti anukula matra, acceptance of all activities favorable, and rejection, bhakti pratikula bhav, rejection of everything unfavorable to pure devotional service. So this is the first part of Sharanagati. He's going to sing songs filled with a wonderful mood, very poetic and very wonderful, about the process of Sharanagati. And then in the next section, it is called bhajan lalas, the eagerness to serve and worship Krishna. And he's going to speak about the processes of serving Krishna. And what Bhaktivinoda Thakur has done, he did not in any way make these up, but rather he has taken, there are 13 songs, and the first nine he has taken from each of the nine verses of Srila Rupa Goswami's Upadeshamrita. So one verse, one song. And then in the 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th verses, they are all seeking mercy of Gurudev. And we will go through some of those songs as well. And then in the next to last section, so that was the second section, Bhajan Lalas, eagerness for Bhajan, because Tatilaloyam Apimula Mekalam, this is the requirement that one must become extremely eager to serve Krishna. Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Purushapara. That will push away all obstacles in devotion, that eagerness. So that will, this is Srila Rupa Goswami's Upadeshamrita, sung in wonderful songs by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And then a spiritual request, that's the third section. What is Bhaktivinoda Thakur going to request that will give the power, the energy to his service to Krishna, to his bhajan, to his worship? And that song is a song that we are familiar with, Kabe Habe Bolo Sayyidina Mar. When will that day be mine? It is filled with a longing. And we, Krishna willing, we will read that. And then the final section is Sri Nam Mahatmya, the glories of the holy name. And in this section, Bhaktivinoda describes, it is a song about Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Pono Shudo Nitya Mukto Abhinatam Nama Namano. So in this song, he describes the power of the holy name. Who can describe the power of the holy name? It is so potent that we start our Krishna consciousness by chanting the holy name, and that holy name, when chanted fully, the name will manifest and it will take us to the spiritual world. It will manifest, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur directly says, it will manifest our siddha deha. It will manifest our spiritual body. This is the process of manifesting who we are. The process of self-realization is realizing ourself, who we actually are. That's in the like a seed now, and being watered by the spiritual energy, the holy name, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the service, different services to the deities, to the Dham, to the holy places, and the association of devotees. That seed manifests, grows into our actual identity. And that is done by the mercy of the holy name, as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains. So, now what I would like to do is read a few of the songs, perhaps one from each of the different categories. I'll read them in English. And Prabhu, maybe if you put the microphone to there, we'll have, yeah. This is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's introductory song when he introduces Sharanagati. Out of compassion for the fallen souls, Sri Krishna Chaitanya came to this world with his personal associates and his divine abode. What did he come for? He came to teach Sharanagati, surrender to the Supreme Lord, and to freely distribute ecstatic love of God, which is ordinarily very difficult to obtain. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that this Sharanagati is the very life of a true devotee. The ways of Sharanagati are humility, dedication of the self, acceptance of the Lord as one's only maintainer, faith that Krishna will surely protect, and execution of only those acts favorable to pure devotion. And finally, the sixth item, renunciation of conduct averse to pure devotion. The youthful son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna, Shyama Sundar Madhava, he hears the prayers of anyone who takes refuge in him by this sixfold practice of Sharanagati. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he places a straw between his teeth and he falls on the ground before the two Gosamis, Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatan, and he holds tightly their lotus feet with his hands. And he prays, I am certainly the lowest of men. He tells them this as he's weeping. But please make me the best of men by teaching me the ways of Sharanagati. The first anga of Sharanagati is dainya, or humility. We'll read one song in this category. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has seven songs, and this is one. The fourth of the songs. It is called Amara Jivan. It is also known, well known in ISKCON. This is humility. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing. My life is such that I'm always engaged in sinful activities. There is no tinge, the smallest amount of piety in me. I have caused a great deal of anxiety for others. Indeed, I feel that I have caused distress to so many living entities. I'm not afraid of committing sinful activities, and for my own happiness, I am selfish and I am merciless. I have no mercy within me. And he doesn't say this, but this is what I know very well personally. Even though I sympathize when others are unhappy, secretly inside, I am unhappy to see the happiness of others. And I am happy when others are unhappy. I lie, and I become happy when I see the distress of others secretly. There are unlimited material desires in my heart. I am full of anger, and I am proud, falsely thinking myself wonderful. Indeed, I am always intoxicated by false pride, and I am overwhelmed with thoughts of material enjoyment. Envy and pride are the ornaments that I wear. I am defeated by sleep. I am defeated by laziness, and I remain separate from performing pious activities, but I am very enthusiastic about wasting my time and performing useless activities. This is not a feel-good song. If after hearing Bhaktivinoda's songs, and we still feel in a very jolly mood, at least these songs. We have not listened very carefully. I have embraced the tendency to cheat. Why? For the sake of my name increasing, my fame increasing. And I'm always under the control of lust and greed. I'm such a sinful person that even saintly persons have rejected me. I'm constantly offensive. I'm devoid of all pious activities, and my mind wanders towards unwanted things. Because of this, my mind wandering to unwanted things, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, therefore I suffer so many miseries. This, the Ivanti Brahmana in the 23rd chapter of the 11th canto, he also makes this point so strongly. There is only one cause of misery, and that is my mind. Bhaktivinoda Thakur concludes this song by saying, now I am old, and only because I have no other alternative. I am poor, I have no possessions, and therefore I take my distress and submit myself at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. The last alternative, I'm giving myself to you, O Lord. I am yours. I am your servant. Another song in the category of humility, E Mana Dormati, the seventh song. This one naturally follows the deep humility that Bhaktivinoda Thakur expressed. O Lord, I'm a sinful person, and I have fallen into this material world. But out of your causeless mercy, you have sent an exalted personality who is very dear to you for my deliverance. Out of compassion for me, after seeing me in such a fallen condition, that exalted person said, O fallen soul, listen to the benediction that I will now give you. By hearing them, your heart will become joyful. Sri Krishna Chaitanya has incarnated in Navadvipa to deliver you. He has already delivered many fallen and wretched persons like you from the ocean of material existence. In order to fulfill the words of the Vedas, he appears with a golden complexion, the son of a Brahmana. Sri Krishna Chaitanya and his brother Nityananda Prabhu have intoxicated all the people of Nadia by the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya is none other than Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. He delivered the people of the entire world by distributing his own holy name. Now, you should also approach him and beg him for the holy name and for your deliverance. O Lord, Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays. He sings these words. After hearing this, I have approached your lotus feet. Thus, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, weeping, relates his story to the Lord. sometimes when our difficulties are very, very overpowering, and we have so many problems, it is the perfect time. It is Krishna's mercy in that sense. It is the perfect time to approach the Lord. He has come here in his form as Acha Vigraha. Srila Prabhupada said, when you have a problem that you don't know how to solve, you should take it to Balaram. He's the chief of Krishna Balaram Mandir. I had one experience, I've mentioned this before, that many, many years ago in the 80s, the preaching in Iran was just beginning. And Iranian devotees practically for the first time came to Vrindavan. Muslims, all of them, by birth. So I had the fortune of being able to speak to them, so I spoke to them for some time. And then as they were leaving, this one elderly Mataji, who couldn't speak any English, stayed behind. And she said, I'm born in a Muslim family, and I can't relate to the deity forms of the Lord, because we're taught in such a heavy way that the Lord can't have a form, and to worship a form of the Lord makes you eligible to go to very terrible places. So I can't believe in the form of the deity, the Lord's form. So I preached to her. I preached philosophy, I preached this, I preached that, and it didn't touch her in the slightest bit. So then I remembered what Prabhupada said, if you have a problem that you can't solve, go to Balaram. So I said, you should go to Balaram, and you should tell him everything, but you should be completely honest. And he speaks every language. He speaks Farsi too. So you tell Balaram everything. You tell him that you're born in a Muslim family, an Islamic family, and you've been taught that the Lord cannot have a form, because that would be a material conception and he's unlimited. And therefore you can't believe in him. You tell him everything. You tell him the story of your life. And she, being pious-hearted devotee, she agreed. So she went to see Lord Balaram, and I gave her advice on how to do it, because Krishna Balaram Mandir can get very crowded. You have to learn how to use your elbows sometimes. So you have to make your way to the front and put your elbows, claim your place in front of Balaram, and claim your spot right there, and then you tell him everything. So, after about 45 minutes, and this is true, she came back and she said, now I believe. And I have no idea what happened. I told her to stay there until you're satisfied. And she came back and said, now, yes. This is the potency of the Supreme Lord. He's the best of counselors. So that was the second song that Bhaktivinod Thakur, that we'll read of his seven songs on Sharanagati. Then we'll move to the next topic, which is Atmanavedana, where he read eight songs. Oh, excuse me, he composed eight songs. This is the third song under Atmanavedana, and it is a song that we are familiar with. Manasa Deha Geho Yo Kichumur. This is Atmanavedana, a giving of the self and everything connected to the self. O son of Nanda Maharaj, my mind, my body, my household paraphernalia, and whatever else I may have, now I surrender them at your lotus feet. By taking shelter of your lotus feet, all of my responsibilities, whether in happiness, in danger, in life, or in death, they are now over. I am yours. You have full right to either protect me or don't protect me. You are free to do whatever you wish, for I am yours. I am your eternal servant. If you want me to take birth again, then my only request is that I may be born in the house of a devotee, even if I have to take my birth as an insect. I don't mind, as long as I remain your servant and in the home of a devotee. Srila Prabhupada once spoke about that. At least as an insect, I will be able to get the remnants of the food that the devotees leave behind as the crumbs and scraps. I would never desire even to take birth as Brahma if I was against you. I long for the association of those devotees who are free of desires for material enjoyment and free of all desires even for liberation. Janaka janani daita tanaya prabhu guru pati tua savamaya. O Lord, you are my father, you are my mother, you are my lover, you are my son, you are my Lord, you are my spiritual master, you are my husband. In fact, you are everything to me. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, O Krishna, O Kanna, he says, O Krishna, O Lord of Radha, you are my life and you are my soul. What is that phrase, you are my life and soul, mean? You are my life, you give me the energy. But what does it mean when the great devotees say you are my life and my soul? It means that it is you who gives life to my life. Like the soul gives life to the body, you give life to my life. And without you, I am dead. So that is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's, one of his songs about giving oneself to the Lord fully. This is what it means to give oneself to the Lord fully. Then, after Atmanivedanam comes Gotripte Varanam. So we'll read one song from that section called Savasya Tomar. Savasya Tomar Charane Sampya. I've come to your lotus feet to surrender. I have surrendered everything at your lotus feet, and in this way I have come to your house. When His Grace, His very special grace, Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu came to Prabhupada and surrendered, he gave him a one rupee coin. And he explained the meaning of that, because one rupee isn't very valuable in one sense. But just like the moon has, how many phases does the moon have? 16 phases until it becomes full, complete and round. So in old Bengali culture, because Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu was from that old Bengali culture, the giving of one rupee signified, it was a gesture from meaning, signifying the internal mood that all the all the phases of the moon make it round. I'm giving you all the phases of my life completely. And indeed, he did that to the moment when he left this world. So I have surrendered everything at your lotus feet, and in this way, I've come to your house. Now, I am your master. Tumita, excuse me. Now, you are my master. Tumita takor tomara kukur. And I am like your dog. Kindly treat me in this way. In other words, do as you like. Tie me up and keep me at your doorstep. In this way, kindly maintain me. I will not allow any envious people to come to your house. I will drive them far away. And whatever food your associates leave behind after honoring your remnants, that will be my daily meal. And that I will relish with great happiness. Whether I am sitting or whether I am sleeping, I will always be meditating on your lotus feet. And whenever you call me, I will come to you and I will be dancing. I will never bother about my maintenance as I always remain absorbed in ecstatic love. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur accepts you, O Lord, as his sole only maintainer. So the great fear in the heart, if I give myself to Krishna and only I'm concerned about him, my great fear is what? Well, who's going to take care of me? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, by expressing the realization of Sharanagati and expressing that I am yours, Lord, that gives one the right to think that the Lord is my maintainer. So in this one, a main part of maintenance is protection. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur Rakshishitite Vishvasva. He's going to sing about protection. O Lord, now I have realized that your lotus feet award one freedom from lamentation and freedom from fear. They are always a source of nectar. O Lord, I have given up everything and I have taken shelter of your lotus feet in all respects, in every way. O Lord, I am confident that your lotus feet will give me all protection. Tava para padmanat, O Lord, your lotus feet, rakshibe, they will protect me, Amara. I have no other protector in this world. And now I have understood that I am your eternal servant. As such, naturally, it is your responsibility to protect me. O Lord, I have suffered great distress as a result of leading a life that is independent of you. But now, by surrendering at your lotus feet, all of my miseries have disappeared. Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, performed severe austerities to attain your lotus feet. And having received the shelter of those lotus feet, Lord Shiva has become glorious. Brahma attained perfection by surrendering to those lotus feet. And Narada Muni always meditates upon those lotus feet within his heart. This is described in such a wonderful way in the first canto of the Bhagavatam. I joyfully hold upon my head those lotus feet that award one fearlessness. I always sing the glories of your lotus feet as I dance in ecstasy. Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur has full faith that your lotus feet will deliver him from the danger of material existence. Samasritam ye parapalava plavam mahatpadam punyaya somarari pavam mudir vatsapadam parampadam parampadam yad vipadam natesham. Once, well, Prabhupada in 1967, he had suffered a heart attack and he was in the hospital. And once, while the devotees were around him, he was lying down and he sat up very quickly, suddenly, and began chanting, Hare Krishna, very loudly. And the devotees asked Prabhupada why he had sat up in that way and chanted very loudly. And he responded very soberly and gravely, because I thought I was going to die. And also while Prabhupada was in the hospital, the devotees, Srila Satsang Raj told me this, that they asked Prabhupada, because he was talking about surrender to Krishna, surrender to Krishna, and the devotees had been chanting a short time only, and they didn't know what it meant. So they asked him, what does it mean to surrender to Krishna? And he chanted that verse, Samasritam ye, which is from the 14th chapter of the 10th canto. And he had them memorize that verse, Samasritam ye parapalava plavam mahatpadam punya yashom. Raise your hand if you know that verse. Yeah, you had the experience. The direct experience. Bhavam buddhiya vatsapadam parampadam 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 yad vipara. This world is like it is an ocean. The materialistic parts of us see it as an ocean of opportunities for pleasure, but it is actually an unsurpassable ocean of misery. So that unsurpassable ocean of misery shrinks to the size of the water within a calf's hoofprint, vatsapadam, by the process of taking shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. And the demigods in the third chapter of the 10th canto, third or second? One, two, third chapter, I believe, of the 10th canto, they also say this same point, the devatas. This is the boat. This is the boat, the Lord's lotus feet are the boat that we can board to carry us across this this ocean of difficulty. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing the glories of taking shelter of the Lord for protection. And then accepting what is favorable. Another song. And this one also quite famous amongst ISKCON devotees. Shuddha Bhakta Bhakata Charana Renu. Serving the dust from the feet of pure devotees is favorable for advancement in devotional service. Serving the devotees is the highest perfection, and it is the root of the kripa of love for Krishna. Madhavatiti Bhakati Janani Yatane Palana Kori. The mother of devotional service is the observance of the various auspicious days. Madhavatiti, Bhaktivinoda Thakura especially, says, especially Ekadasi. These are the acts that are favorable. Bhakati Janami, they give birth to devotion. Therefore, I carefully try to observe these days with great respect. I faithfully accept as my residence the place where Krishna lived, Mathura Vrindavan Vas, or make one's own place into a holy place. In the company of pure devotees, I will go and see all those places that my worshipable Lord Gauranga had previously visited in his ecstatic mood. My mind always looks for the opportunity to hear the sweet sound of the mridanga. And when I hear the glorification of the Lord as inaugurated by Gauranga, the kirtan, my heart dances in ecstasy. When I see the beautiful deity form of the divine young couple, Sisi, Radha and Krishna, I become filled with ecstasy. And when I honor the Lord, remnants of food, prasadam, all of my material desires are conquered. Whenever there is a performance of chanting the holy name of the Lord in my house, the whole atmosphere appears to be just like Goloka Vrindavan, and I feel unlimited happiness when I see the Ganga which has emanated from the Lord's lotus feet. When I see Tulsi Devi, I feel great satisfaction because I know that she is extremely dear to Krishna. And when I eat shak, which is a favorite food of Lord Gauranga, I consider my life to be successful. Whatever Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur daily receives is favorable for his devotional service. He accepts with great happiness. He's eager to perform these devotional activities. And last, what he rejects. With great care and attention, I give up associating with people who are averse to your devotional service. I will never see the faces of those who are envious of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. I will not reside in a place that is unfavorable for cultivating devotional service, and I will not become attached to any activity that is detrimental to devotional service. I will never study any literature that contradicts the conclusions of devotional service, and I will never hear a shastra, a commentary that does not advocate your devotional service. I do not accept any holy place, any place that Lord Gauranga has not visited. I consider that knowledge as most insignificant, which does not encourage my performance of devotional service. I do not respect that time which I am unable to use for your devotional service. And if my relatives are averse to you, I consider them to be strangers. I will carefully give up all desires that are unfavorable for your devotional service. I will not accept any foodstuff offered by non-devotees. I will carefully give up everything that is unfavorable for your devotional service. This is my promise to you. Falling at the lotus feet of the Lord, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur begs for mercy so that he will have enough strength to give up activities that are unfavorable to devotional service. Then, with a few more remaining minutes, we'll try to end exactly at 10. as we said in Bhajanalas, in those sections, he has Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has made songs out of Upadeshamrita, and then he moves to Gurudev, another song, very O Vaishnava Thakur. These two songs are in this section. So Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya Koroe Dase Tinapeka Atihina. O Gurudev, please bestow mercy upon your servant, and thus make him feel lower than the straw on the street. Kindly give me the strength to tolerate everything and make me free from material desires, just as you are free. Please give me the strength to offer respect to everyone, and then I will be able to happily chant the holy name of Lord Hari. And by doing that, my offenses will be nullified. When will my life become successful by attaining your mercy? I am completely devoid of strength. I am completely devoid of intelligence. I am a fallen soul, so kindly accept me as your servant. If you try to find any qualification in me, you will find nothing. The only asset I have is your mercy. And if you do not bestow your mercy on me, I will cry and end my life. I will not be able to maintain my life. And then we will move to Vigyapi, the appeal. And this is the appeal that every devotee makes. Kabe habe molo se dinamar. But I'll read a very old translation. This is translated by His Holiness Banuswami. When, oh when, actually what I'd like to do is I'll read the Bengali, and then together at the end of every verse, we'll say, Kabe habe bolo Sayyidina Amar, and then I'll read the English. Kabe habe bolo Sayyidina Amar, Aparada Gucci, Shuddha Ramaruchi, Kripa Bale Habe Riddhya Sanchar. Kabe Habe Bolo Sayyidina Amar. O Lord, when, oh when will that day be mine? When my offenses cease, taste for the name increasing, when in my heart will your mercy shine? When, oh when will that day be mine? Kabe habe bolo Sayyidina Amar. Trina dika hina kabe nijamani sahisnuta guna riddhaye tiyani shakale manada apani amani hoye aswadiba namarasasa kabe habe bolo Sayyidina Amar. Lower than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, when will my mind attain this quality? Respectful to all, not expecting their honor, then shall I taste the name's nectar sublime. When, oh when, will that day be mine? Kabe habe bolo Sayyidina Amar. Dana jana ar kavita sundari Bali bolna chahi deha sukha kore. Janme janme dao, o he gorahari. Ahoitiki bhakti charane tomar. When, oh when, will that day be mine? great wealth or followers, feminine beauty, beautiful poetry. I won't care for them. I won't care for the comforts of my body. Birth after birth, give me, O Lord Gaurahari, causeless devotion to your feet divine. When, oh, when will that day be mine? Kabe habe bolo se dinama. Korite si Krishna nama ucharan, pulakita deha gadgada vachan, vai varnave patu hobe sangatan, narantara netre habe asrudar, kabe habe bolo se dinama. When will I utter Krishna, Krishna, Krishna with words choked up in a shivering body? When will I tremble all over, lose bodily color, tears pouring from my eyes? When, oh, when will that day be mine? Kabe habe bolo se nama. Kabe navadipi suraduni tate gaura nityananda bale nishkapati. Nachya gaya bedaiva chute battuleda pray chudya vichar chadya vichar kabe habe bolo se dinama. When in Nabadweep along the Ganga bank, shouting Gaura Nityananda as a surrendered soul, when will I be dancing, chanting, running everywhere? When will I become half mad of mine? When, oh, when will that day be mine? Kabe habe bolo se dinama. I'll just read the English of the rest. When will Lord Nityananda show mercy to me? When will I reject the world of Maya? O Lord, please bestow upon me the shade of your lotus feet. Let the right to preach the name be mine. When, oh, when will that day be mine? Kabe habe bolo se dinamar. I will beg, borrow, or steal the nectar of the name. By the name's effect, I will feel paralyzed. Oh, enjoyer of the nectar of the name, when will I touch your lotus feet till the end of time? When, oh, when will that day be mine? Kabe habe bolo se dinamar. And the last verse that we'll read. When kindness to all beings, when will that appear in my heart? And with a free heart, forget myself and comforting myself. And Bhaktivinod Thakur in all humility prays, now I will set out to preach your order sublime. When, oh, when will that day be mine? Kabe habe bolo se dinama. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Sisi Gornitai ki jai, Krishna Balaram ki jai, Sisi Radhasyama Sandha Lalita Vishakhi Devi ki jai, Sri Vrindavan Dham.
Fantastic.
I tried my best.
Oh, and it came out.
Thank you.